Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show for Monday. And we get our show started today with a list that we didn't get to on Friday.
A list?
This is actually pretty useful information. If you're thinking about getting a dog to impress women, and you want to make sure to get one that just screams manliness.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And I think this was on Saturday Night Live. I think they made a reference to it because we're late. We had a buzz headed early last week.
If you want to do it like Saturday Night Live, would you like me to hold a cue card so you can look not where you're supposed to be looking?
We will get to that in the body of the
good,
show.
Good, because that was really...
I might have an interesting take on that.
That made me have discomfort.
The grooming brand. However, the show itself, getting a little funnier.
Is it?
It just, you know... the beauty queens that they did a Real Housewives
and
they were
all
Disney,
of
Disney. Yeah. Yeah. That the concept, the execution, I thought it was funny. Anyway,
right, okay.
A grooming brand called The Bluebeard's Revenge. Mm-hmm. God damn, who knows what that is?
Do you still take that magazine, Mike?
Oh yeah, Bluebeard's Revenge. Mine was a little bit different though.
What was it?
It involved testicles.
Oh, that was Blue Boy Revenge. Blue Boy. Yeah.
They just did a poll on the manliest and least manly dog breeds. Here are the top five and bottom five based on the percentage of votes they got.
So you're going to start with the most manly breeds?
Manliest dog.
Okay.
All right.
Can we guess?
Yeah, that's what the whole... How would I be able to do an opening that's crappy that doesn't means I don't have anything prepped because I had too much weekend?
I think Pitbull would have to be up there.
A Rottweiler.
Pitbull?
Yes.
Not on the list.
Really?
Oh, no. You know, he's the most manly rapper.
I would think a German Shepherd would be in the top five.
Right. I've got the manliest dogs, and I've got the least manly dogs.
A Labrador, some sort of retriever.
All right, would you like to know? I'm going to go from fifth to first.
The fifth most manly dog is?
I'm very surprised at the fifth manliest dog.
Okay.
Because I really don't think so. That's not in my opinion. Fifth manliest dog is
Irish Setter?
An Irish Setter.
Well, it's only manly, Tim Gunn, if you brush out its hair so it hangs nice.
It's a hunting dog.
I haven't had sex in 29 years.
Do you miss it?
So an Irish Setter is number five. Number four, this much more, to me, a dog you would think
makes
is a manly
sense.
Dog.
Okay.
I was wondering if you wanted to go to the gym with me and take me for a walk.
Ah, there you go. Look what he can lick. I sure wish that I could lick that. I wish that I could do what he does. Look the way he sits and lies on his back. And he takes his tongue to his bag. He takes his little doggy tongue to his bag and licks away.
I've got another guess.
All right. This is for number four now.
A bulldog.
Oscar, it is on the list, but it is not
not at that position.
Fourth. Oscar, I will give you this. I'm going to jump right to it.
Hey, bulldog.
The manliest dog.
Yeah! Bulldog.
An English bulldog.
Huh. I disagree.
I thought the Mastiff was going to be the manliest dog.
Not on the list. I took not on the Mastiff. List of manliness. Okay, number four, a dog that's been the subject of this show recently.
Really? I know. Standard poodle.
No, that is incorrect.
Hamilton, the standard poodle.
No, that is not true. What, RJ?
What?
Yeah, thank you very much. We appreciate it.
RJ thinks it's a Labrador Stammerer.
No, it's a dog that I visited recently. A puppy that I visited recently.
Oh, yeah.
You mentioned it. I forgot.
Yeah, you don't
mention it. Is it a Greyhound?
No, Great Dane.
The Great Dane. Yeah.
Great Dane.
Used to have one.
Nothing like a Dane.
Number three, this to me is this I would put at the top of the list of the manliest dog. This would be the dog that I think of as manly.
Okay.
Really?
Yes.
I thought we've said them all.
Think your people.
German Shepherd.
Thank
I
you very much,
bud.
And you know what? Great, very, very good dog.
As somebody said, Rottweiler.
Yes.
Yeah. No.
You know,
no.
Rottweiler number two.
You did.
Rottweiler number two and the aforementioned English bulldog. Now,
manliest dogs there.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, let's go to the least manly dogs.
Okay.
At number five, a Shih Tzu.
Shih Tzu, I agree.
It's a womanly dog.
Yeah, they have a lot of skin.
There's some breeds that I don't even recognize here. Number four. A Papillon?
Yeah.
A little guy.
They're similar to Chihuahuas.
Yeah, look like.
Well, you mentioned Chihuahua, so.
I had a feeling.
You have skipped to the number one dog.
Oh.
Yeah.
I am happy to say that I have two dogs on the list of the top five least manly dogs.
Manly dogs.
Coming in at number three.
So proud.
At 9% is a pug.
Mm-hmm. Pugs are on the list.
Yeah. A pug. Whoa. I wouldn't say least manly. I would say.
No, you know what?
I'd like to comprise the list of most useless.
Well, no, but you know what? Here's where the list is flawed.
But you have cats.
Do you know where the list is flawed?
What?
Because a pug is not that unlike an English bulldog.
I agree.
Very similar.
And you've got
only
them
a
on
smaller
this,
package.
Yeah, you. Hey, now.
Right.
I mean, but only
maybe
if you really, really measure.
Why it made the least manly.
I had a moment with Beluga over the weekend where Carla gets
an
up in the
argument.
Morning. Carla gets up in the morning and Beluga immediately panics. Beluga's sleeping on the bed, and I'm like, come here, come on, lie down with me for a minute, cuddle with me.
Does
come
he
on.
Panic because when she's moving around, it's less easy for him to not do anything?
No, he panics because he is so attached to her
right.
that if she is in the house in a different room, he can't handle it.
Ill at ease.
He literally, okay. he has to be in her
that's kinda how I am.
Atmosphere, in her orbit. That's the way it's got to work. And so I finally cajole. Coax yeah. him over until, thank you, coax him over to my side of the bed.
Now, does he come over immediately when you pull the peanut butter from your nightstand? Years of training?
Where the hell's my Skippy?
He comes over to me and lies down, and he's like on his left side, and I'm on my right side, and he's got his head down, and I'm like, oh, he's totally relaxed. Mm-hmm. And he's looking right at me, and yeah. I'm like, hello, this is good. This is a really good
a
Saturday morning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This
yeah.
is the moment, and he goes,
oh, in your face?
In absolutely. If you walked up to somebody and went,
yeah,
that's what he does.
That's a fighting.
That's exactly what he does.
You know what that is?
I don't know what he does. It's useless. It's like to put him in the recycle bin.
That is, what would you turn it into? Like a bench?
I don't know.
It's what it is, my school.
Hear the big garbage truck driving away with, yeah.
That is a total lack of respect.
I know.
That's what that is.
That's what it is.
Is it Dotson on that?
No, it is Shih Tzu, Papillon, Pug, Poodle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I would have poodle. To think miniature poodle.
And, yeah. well,
nah.
All poodles.
All poodles.
Yeah. Well, I think,
because
I think,
of the curls.
Yeah, I think, well, it depends on the hairdo.
Right. Chihuahua, number one. I would like to say that on the list of least manly dogs, I have had three. I have had a poodle,
wow.
I have had a Chihuahua, and I have had a pug.
May I take counterpoint on your Chihuahua, though?
Sure.
Because of your two dogs,
I don't think you can.
I think your Chihuahua is less of a God's mistake than Beluga by a long shot. I think
he's got more of a personality.
Yeah, he's a better dog. And also, you know what he's great about a Chihuahua? He's not hairless.
Right.
And he's not a shaky Chihuahua. Yeah.
Right.
And I think that really helps him to be, I won't say manly, but certainly less queeny.
Well, I just want to say one thing.
What's that?
I plan to make him more of a man.
How?
Oh.
Well, it involves a lube.
Oh. Listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Round one, first round, and turning first to a very special guest indeed, Mr. Brian Butterfield, ladies
yes.
and gentlemen.
Yes.
It's a pleasure to have you here, Brian.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. I have brought you both a present, actually.
Thank you.
They're my new diet bonbons.
are we going to let us try them?
Yes, if you may.
Bonbons.
Bonbons. They're my diet bonbons. They contain chocolate, gravy, tea and coffee for flavouring. Mint, decaf coffee, and pork belly.
Well, they're not going to be that slimming then, are they, Brian, with pork belly?
Ah, well then, let me tell you my secret dieting ingredient.
Yeah?
Elephant laxatives.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
Live from the Cammy Fiverr Studios, America's most beloved podcast, The Mike O'Mara Show. Downloaded more than 12.5 million times
wow.
and heard in 149 countries worldwide. Call us at 718-506-1625.
No.
It is.
Don't do it.
Monday, March 5th,
yeah.
2012. And our show today is brought to you by...
Encore.
Do you read ahead? Do you know that it's coming?
No.
That's very good. That impresses me. Encore Insurance Services, LLC, official sponsor of our live stage show, March 31st at the State Theater. Even if you already have life insurance, you might be paying too much. Encore. Oops.
Oh, that's okay. Boom. Encore.
Encore might be able to help. I messed up, and I'm reading it.
You're doing fine.
For a free quote, visit smartterm.com or call 866-347-5748. They'll compare rates to help you save. Licensing and disclaimer info at smartterm.com.
Encore.
Insurance services. On the show today, quite a bit. Oscar's
too much.
Father's disappointment in him.
Again.
Wonderful little story.
Again.
What a great din-din we had on Saturday night.
Yay.
D.C. is a sports town. Lindsay Lohan on Saturday Night Live. The State Theater, the final push.
Nice.
Let me see. What? Oh, really? 773? Okay, we're limping to that finish line. Mm-hmm. We're going to gasp across that finish line this week. So that means there are 27 tickets left. Let me see.
Way to go, Einstein.
All right, let me see. I wrote something down that I can't decipher. Oh, our only snow. Snow today. As
yeah,
we were
get
driving
the blower
in,
out,
snow
Mike.
Today.
We might all be stranded here. I hope you've laid in supplies.
Mark's glasses?
Yeah.
We need an update.
Sure.
And let me see.
It was Carrie's lead story Saturday night.
I know.
She was really concerned.
I know.
Spring training, my weekend of disappointment.
Oh,
Rush Limbaugh and Buzz doesn't want to go to the beach house. So
wow. Do we have the time?
I'm terrible.
Do we have the time?
I'm terrible.
Just keeping it real.
I hear everything, and just
keeping it real.
We haven't even talked about the beach house.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, but Buzz doesn't want to go. So anyway.
I love the beach. I love babes in the
What's your problem, Buzz? Get it out. Get it out there. Let it out. I heard things. I hear rumors.
I'm not excited.
I hear rumors, and I said to my mother, that can't be possible. How can the one real team player that I have be not wanting to participate in the beach house?
The guy who loves the sun more than
anyone.
That's
right. Do we want to even set it up at all? We haven't even talked about
the beach house.
We haven't talked about it on the air.
We should address it.
We are thinking about pursuing a bit that I will call Beach House 2012.
Right. Cool. Right.
And what it will be is we will get ourselves a beach house.
Yes.
And we will do a live broadcast from the beach, and we will have enough rooms that everybody except for the general public
is
invited to come down.
However, whole family. Yeah, whole family will be there.
Hopefully, we will be able to get a location that when we are doing the broadcast that the general public will be able to come by.
Visit. Yeah, we're looking to include wives, kids, and Todd Moore.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's right. Todd Moore.
Yeah, of course.
If Shannon is not available.
Are you kidding me?
Todd Moore. So,
I have my summer wide open.
So the beach house is something that could be a lot of fun, and it requires a lot of work. I said, Mark, are you up to this task? And Mark said something. He occasionally gets real cocky like this and said, have I ever let you down
that's
before?
That's true.
Yeah.
And then we had a good laugh.
So that's where it is. But then I hear from multiple sources over the weekend, I hear Buzz might not be real thrilled about the beach house.
Oh, so I was at first.
Can I?
You were at first?
Yeah, I was all in.
Until there were children involved?
Mm-hmm.
Are you serious? Are you that much of an old fart curmudgeon?
I don't want to live in a house for a week with other people's kids. I don't. It's nothing personal. It's just it's not a lifestyle I choose.
Melissa just took Buzz off our Christmas list.
And you know, there's really, but still on the Hanukkah list.
I love to visit with you. I love to work with you. I don't know that I want to live with the families for a week.
But I mean, think about the joy you have when you stumble over. Basically, this is what I picture: waking up on, let's say, a Thursday morning.
Uh-huh.
Good looking. Thursday.
And Uncle Oscar may have had two or three, Jack and Cokes before he woke up. Uh-huh. Why not wake up and do the show hammer?
So Oscar is asleep with his head pressed firmly against the coffee table.
All I see is four little beady eyes. Maya, I've got your kids.
Okay, that's six eyes unless something's happened.
Okay, but no. I've got Maya.
Remember? Yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
And the sweetest thing is when they poke you in the head and they say, "What are you doing?" And you have to explain to them that you're hungover.
Yeah. And also, Buzz, in our defense, as I have the most kids. They're not in strollers anymore. They're really on automobiles.
I understand that.
Yeah, it's not like it's not now. Three toddlers? I wouldn't want to be with three toddlers.
No,
but our kids are autopilot now.
Yeah, that's true,
Mike.
I'm enjoying this.
Yeah. I mean, I will put, just as an example, how charming were all the kids, yours included, Elizabeth was probably in misery.
Elizabeth is a 10.
Well, she's at the age now where she's not a kid as much as she's kind of a high school student. She's chill. Your kids were, the whole thing was kind of, if anything, that was kind of an example of, that would be kind of goofy fun,
Yeah. They were doing
a new element.
Can I compliment Mike on his daughter, Elizabeth?
You should.
She's in ninth grade, correct?
She's in ninth grade.
And
she's a freshman.
And I would like to first congratulate her for just barely edging Oscar out for the most disinterested at dinner award. But we did have to go to the judges.
She was disinterested all weekend.
Really?
Yeah.
She's at the age.
Friday night, we had a little, where I was kind of like, come on, come on. on. You know, I'm doing the Belushi thing in Animal House, you know, where I'm breaking the glass and I'm like, come on. And then, of course, I'm a toddler, so I get frustrated. I'm like, okay, forget it.
Yeah.
I said something like, okay, well, that was a great dinner that you ruined. And then that was over. That was overdoing it.
Friday.
That was being bad daddy.
Yeah, that's not
no,
so
dinner
good.
And Saturday night was great. Right. But, great. You know, she's at that age and she's, you know, she. Yeah. But we're veering off the,
no,
the most
right.
important
Let's
topic
back.
Here. Let's get back
to the beach house.
Him.
Or as the French call it, Mike, la maison de la plage.
Right, Buzz, right. What is it that you're actually worried about? I understand that you're saying because you don't want to spend the time with a bunch of kids.
Privacy.
But what is it that you're afraid of?
Privacy. Downtime. Even if you take the kids out of the equation, all of us staying in the same house for a week.
We did that in an RV.
We were in the RV for a few hours at a time. We didn't live together in the same house for a week.
Yeah, but you know, the house will probably...
No, I love seeing you. I love working with you. I love socializing with you. I don't want to live with you.
I think the house is actually going to provide more privacy than a hotel and RV lifestyle. I think it will be set up in that
way. I can get a room nearby.
I think it.
Oh, wow.
You
really hate us.
I'm really stunned.
You remember a time where we'd go to the beach to get away from our families?
This is not a vacation.
This isn't a vacation.
I think I can put it to you the best way by saying this is in no way a vacation. It might be a vacation for wives and children.
It will have facets of a vacation.
It will have aspects of a vacation.
I would liken this to when we go on regular families go on business trips or conferences.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And like when Mr. Brady took the family to Kings Island.
Uh-huh. Or say when somebody has a conference in Florida and it's near Disney World.
Right.
The kids and the mom go to Disney World and the men go to work in the conference.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then when you get home, everybody seems happy except for the guy who just spent 9 hours in a conference room.
Yeah, this would be, an opportunity because times are leaner than they have been for the opportunity to have certain families have a little beach time and a vacation.
Nice. Would you say fun in the sun?
Fun in the sun?
Sure.
Exactly. In the middle of it. It's an opportunity for us to do a different kind of show, and it's an opportunity to have some of that valued listener interaction that we have during a particular time.
Mm-hmm. We might have more listener interaction if the families weren't there.
I am not the person with small children.
No.
So I'm just going to sit quietly by.
Small children, big children, doesn't matter.
Maybe the
it does matter. Big children and small children matter too.
Maybe the listeners want to meet the children. Anyway. Listeners would like to keep the children for a few days.
I'm just.
Have you always been this way?
No. Yeah.
Or
maybe.
Is this a recent phenomenon?
Maybe.
You know, you realize this is the time in your life where you might want to be aware of coming across as being an old fart.
Yeah. No.
He's being a dick.
Yes. Well, that's true. That's another word. That I
mean,
you're
like a really nice guy. Usually, I've never
maybe
seen you like this before.
It's kind of a myth.
He's not a nice guy.
The nice guy
It's been an act all these years.
It's kind of a facade.
He's a kind guy.
When you get into his life, you know, and as far as what he does, he's the.
Is it the don't F with my routine deal? That's part of it.
I don't know. You can ask him. Don't ask me.
Is it a routine issue?
Partly, yes. Yeah, partly. And the comforts of home and privacy. Just having some alone time, some time away.
But,
you know, you've said it yourself about the secret to a successful marriage is time apart.
Sure, absolutely.
If we spend a week together, that's not going to be helpful.
Well, you can oftentimes do a whole week in a row and it doesn't do any damage.
RJ just gave me a thumbs up. RJ's over there just grinning and giving me a thumbs up.
This is really awesome.
I was so pissed about this that I could not bring it to you alone.
Ah,
because you
that's
and I certainly
what it was. I detected something.
Well, I'm furious. But,
let me say this.
But this, I will tell you, I won't. Uh-huh. At the end of the show, I won't be furious.
Okay, good.
This will take all of my anger away.
But as the issue of privacy, we are not looking like this is not going to be the movie Hostel. We will all have our own rooms.
Yes.
And I don't think, I mean, at least my thumbnail plan does not include my kids sleeping in your room,
right.
So you will have a room for
you
alone
will know.
Time.
Mm-hmm. You should know that I researched some homes.
Yes.
And this requires a sponsor because
this is expensive
stuff.
I know. Yeah.
We're not going to be able to pull this off. And I put this out there to all our sponsors that also listen to the show.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to be able to pull this off without a sponsorship because the fact is the size of the house that we would require, minimally, would be so large, and for a week's rental down there, it's unbelievably expensive. There was a place down there. Wait a minute. There was one I saw that it was actually called the hotel.
Oh, wow. But it's a house.
And in my humble opinion, the bigger the better.
Well, yes. Sure.
Melissa found this one.
Oh, my God. That looks like the Munsters.
It's a mansion. Yeah. Oh,
like how much for the week?
It varies.
Okay, so. Don't mention numbers.
No.
Right. Just because we don't want to do that.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. But
that
it
looks
varies.
Like Versailles.
Well, that's
we're
fine.
Not, we can't do that.
Excuse me. Yes, we can.
We can.
If now, everybody at the state has to buy a T-shirt, but this could happen.
Now, I know what you want.
What do I want?
You want the
hovel.
Co-ed splayed on the couches and you can't have all things.
No, this is the thing. The beauty about a beach broadcast is being close enough so people can walk over and hang out if they want to.
And one of the things about, and Mark has researched this, Melissa has researched this, I've done a little bit of peeking at it, but the fact is not an easy pull.
No.
To find the house on the,
with the
dream scenario for me would be a big enough house to accommodate everybody.
Yes.
And I mean everybody.
Yes.
With the aforementioned privacy.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And although it's a work week.
Mm-hmm. And I understand.
And, you know, and I think it's
important. Well, I can drive back each day.
It's important to say.
You know what? You know, if you dig your heels in the sand, there's nothing I can do about
it. With you.
Get
but
it
I mean,
sand?
You know, I mean, the fact is, on the board, like a boardwalk scenario, where we would be, say, my dream scenario, when I picture this in my mind's eye, doing the broadcast out on a deck.
On the Jersey Shore.
That has like a little walkway down to the boardwalk, and people Jersey come by and can just walk out and hang out. Now, whether that's doable, I have no idea.
Right.
I don't go down there, so I don't know the area that well. You know, I thought also Outer Banks, and I think Mark said to me, well, that's just too isolated down there, believe it or not.
That's
the
beauty of the Outer Banks, actually. But you need more of a destination where people are going to be anyway.
They have those mega houses
huge,
down
they
there.
Do, yeah.
But the huge.
Huge.
So this is a work in progress, and I would say, you know, we'll take anything. But you and I have the same. I have the same exact thought. It's whether you can get
my
that.
My biggest concern out of all things, and I respect where Buzz is coming from, is the broadcast.
Right.
And
right.
How accessible it's going to be.
The thing about it is, Oscar, is that we're going to really probably have to tailor everything to what we can get.
True. Mm-hmm.
That's really, and I totally agree. There was one place I looked at that was an in-town location.
Yeah.
Not on the beach, but like in town, like one of those Dewey-Rehoboth areas in town. That might work too.
Mm-hmm.
But but it's not the back of the house that would be where everybody could say.
Right.
We could do the show like on the street out in front in a little yard.
Oh, can't wait.
So it's a work in progress. And
come
you know,
see 4/5 of your favorite
show. And then I
show.
Heard about, but getting once again, we digress.
Mm-hmm.
Back to you, Buzz.
Hi.
So privacy, but here's the thing. And as the guy said, it's not a vacation.
Right. No,
so,
I understand
that. It's a work trip.
Yes.
And if you look at it as a work trip, it's a different scenario.
Yes.
That's it. And what the hell are you up to that you've got to have that kind of privacy?
Yeah. Nothing.
Incidentally, you have privacy. It's called a door.
Right.
You shut the door, and then there's
privacy. I'm going to be there by myself. I mean, Marsha's going to have to continue. She can't get off work. She's going to have to continue to work and take
you know
care of the cats.
That would
and
be
all
two
that.
Of us.
Right. Okay.
Cool. The odds are
overwhelming. Would you like to borrow Carrie?
What's that?
Would you like to borrow Carrie for the week?
Rob, I would probably.
Nice.
Carla would not be able to come down till the end of the week.
Right.
So I will probably be by myself.
Okay.
And even if I was to bring both daughters and friends down, they're 16 and 14, I will be by myself.
Yeah, that's right.
True. That's the way that works.
Yeah.
So you're not alone.
But the problem,
that's good to know.
But Buzz is concerned. The problem with a locked door, when doors are locked, this is when the meth lab explodes.
Right.
What you need is a free passage of air, so maybe he doesn't want to lock his door.
Yeah, but I mean, it's just, you know, it really is.
Boom!
I want a large enough place myself.
Yes. Right.
Where I don't want to be in a room where I'm trying to get shut eye, and there are other people.
Well,
that ain't going
to
happen.
At this point, I know we're just in the planning stages, but I would like to
make
a motion.
But you have no idea how badly I want this to work, because this could be a great promotion.
I would like to make a motion that when this happens, that Mike gets the largest bedroom.
Thank you very much. Thank you so much. I do that for everything.
I didn't want you to say it this time. I wanted to be the one.
Would have happened anyway.
I know.
That's my diva
trip. That's your thing.
I like that.
I did that for Sturgis already.
Oh, did you?
Well, the real reason I booked the place in Sturgis.
So you could pick the room?
Because it had like the best master.
Did they remember
with a private bath?
Did they remember to dust the chandelier for you? I know white are the color of our carpet.
I like sleeps 15, but only one really nice private bedroom.
Yeah,
I can live with that.
And the rest of it looks like the movie The Great Escape.
That's it. You know, I plan the week I'm in Sturgis. The week I'm in Sturgis, my favorite words are going to be good night.
Good night. Exactly.
You know, that's
you do
it's
share
be.
Though. You shared your master bedroom in the RV with Rob and I.
You did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I mean,
and we shared.
Yeah, we
the
did.
The sharing part. The sharing part is. is something that's that adds to the fun.
Yeah,
and if you were to be down there and like driving from a motel, you know, get a motel, but get it, you know, on your own. You know what I mean?
Right. Oh,
but
no,
you
I
have
understand.
To be there because it would add your discomfort would be part of the entertainment.
and we need
I won't disappoint
we
you.
We need you to make breakfast.
But I should also point this out: we are not dealing, and I am really, and I'm not trying to throw you under. I swear to God, I'm not, because I've gotten that out of my system.
Right.
And, you know,
I'm the one, I know I'm the one oddball here. I know that.
Well, the thing is, though, you're talking about, I mean, and if anything, Saturday night should have been an example. You're talking about children that A, can be disciplined.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. That can be, that are old enough now where you go, hey, knock it off.
Yep.
And, you know,
I'm
it's
not worried
like,
about that. These are all great kids. I love all these kids.
But it's the age range. If the age range is not, and somebody who has lived in homes with children of variety age, you know, if we're talking 3 and 4, you'd have a, you know, I might be with you on it.
Yeah,
but
I
the
agree.
Fact is, the kids are going to be, you know, you say, hey, knock it off. You walk out
I'm
to
not even worried about
to,
that.
You know, say, hey, can we just chill a little bit? Can we keep the volume down?
Yeah.
And they're going to be aware.
Least of my concerns.
As the captain of the ship, I know for a fact, Mike looks at Maya and Julia and sees show material.
But also, but listen, and it's because Buzz doesn't have kids, and I've had kids, and when I see your kids, that takes me back to when mine were that age, which is the, you know, they're about a year older than the perfect age when they can be entertained.
You're right.
Maya might be, you know, she's at the perfect age right now.
Yeah.
But they, but you know, the thing is, anything like gets under your skin, and we'd put you in the house.
Not even.
We'd put you in the room furthest away from everybody.
Maybe
even
the attic.
I'm not worried about the kids doing a single thing to upset me. There's really little or nothing they could do to bother me.
Well, you just contradicted yourself.
It's a privacy thing. It's living in a house with a lot of other people. That's odd to me.
You know, Buzz, what I'm afraid of is that this would be an extreme of the disappointment you had when we had our karaoke night on the road with the RV. You missed out on such a big night.
I'm going to be there. We'll be there.
I'll
be there.
You're okay with it?
I'll be there.
I figured public embarrassment was the only way I could get. I didn't want to go through any of it because otherwise I would have been out of my mind with you. I wanted to do this live on the air. I really wanted to do this just to get it. Because first of all, you're not going to be, I will commit to you, all right, if your concerns are, well, your concerns are privacy. You said kids and
mainly,
all that.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I have grown up living in large houses with multiple families, and it can be very difficult.
That's true. Well, but a lot of people don't know Mike was a foster child.
But privacy really involved. As long as you got a door
that's it.
That you can shut and you can get away and stuff like
Buzz
that.
Buzz is envisioning the house in Shameless.
And really?
Can I have an exterior exit?
Somebody lying on the floor in their own vomit with the kid picking at it with a wooden spoon. Mr. O'Meara doesn't want to be awakened.
Mike has come by just to pick up his check.
Rob. Tell your son if he comes anywhere near me, I swear to God, I'm going to kick his ass. I'm going to kick his little cancer survivor ass all over this
house.
He'll
never survive. He'll never survive Mike's
I'm
foot.
Exaggerating, but if you know people and you are comfortable, you can be express yourself. You know, and I think this group, we know each other, and the way we communicate, there won't be any issues.
Right.
What's tough is when you have a family where you have to be on your best behavior.
Right.
Oh, agreed.
And I have lived in those situations. Yeah. I went up to Maine. I was out of my mind, and everybody was older. Because I had people that didn't respect
it
was my house. And if everybody, you know, if everybody communicates and like, you know, Mr. Burbank wants to be alone,
he can go to the beach.
There'll be a lot of that.
You'll be at
probably.
The beach every day.
Yes. Yeah.
But the fact
I'll
is
I'll be there for the shows.
But can I tell you one thing? This is the positive of it.
Yes. Like sleeping in a motel.
You will
inland.
The part is waking up in the morning in a place like this, I cannot possibly express to you how cool it is. Because at that time of day, and you just see people, you might have conversations with somebody you'd never expect to have a conversation with. And it's really, and then the worst thing to go, if you
like
don't
that.
Want it, you go back to your room and shut the door.
What is really cool also is that the morning will evolve into the show. And it will be, it's going to be really fun.
Well, I'll be
the
there
show.
All morning doing show prep.
And remember,
no
outs. Mike.
You're such a fart. You're such a dick.
Okay, I won't prep.
Yeah, you don't. I don't care.
Okay.
Just remember, no outsiders.
Hey, this is Eric Ronick from Black Gold.
Just the people we know.
You, I would think you would thoroughly enjoy it.
Oh, I love
Have
the
you
beach.
Ever had an experience like that? Like a big group
house full
vacation?
Of people? No.
A big
no.
group vacation?
Well, that's why.
No. You've never, great. You've never, gone, never, to a, you've never gone to a group house?
No.
Or had a large group of people?
No.
Like more than, well, you've had, you go to people's houses as guests. Like, don't you have I've friends been, that you visit
like,
with?
When Marcia's parents were alive, we'd go there, and so there would be, you know, her mom and dad and her brother and maybe two or three of his boys.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
but and you didn't care for that?
It was fine. You know, it was only like 3 or 4 days.
Okay. But these are people you genuinely like. I mean, think about it. You've laid
these
are
people I genuinely like.
You're going to like this. Yeah. Yeah, this is going to be great. Great.
On vacation, it's different than when you when you're at the beach. That the fun of just seeing just toys everywhere, beach like beach
You're
boards everywhere.
Heck,
I'm just it's fun. You feel like
it
you,
is.
It's
it is
not.
Really.
I'm sure it will be.
It is just, but it's also here's the most important.
There will
thing.
Be drinking.
It is. This
yes,
is not. This is not a substitute for a vacation.
No, I understand.
This
that.
Is a work week that will be vacation like.
Yes, mm-hmm.
And I think it will be fun
yes.
too.
Yes. Yeah, I
think
I agree.
It will be fun.
Like
with
I said,
our,
when I first heard the idea, I was very excited about.
All right. Well, then I'm. So we've covered it?
Oh, yeah. I
we
think
don't
so.
Have to talk anymore about
I
it?
I don't think so.
No private conversations about it?
No, I don't think so.
Really? You don't think so?
Not that I know of. Nothing I can think of right
Mark
now.
Mark okay. my words.
All right.
The man is going to book a separate room on
no,
his own
not
dime
necessarily.
And
like,
do what he wants.
And you know what? He
probably
will book
not.
A room in like Salisbury. It'll be like
probably not.
50 miles
Hopefully
away.
Not.
Or do you remember
I
when
got
I had
a deal.
The only thing I need to wrap this whole thing. You yes. remember that when I said to you, you know, really try to get this done. Okay?
Yes, yes, yes.
It's not try anymore.
It's got to do it.
You have to.
Okay.
You have to now.
Okay.
Please. All right. We'll take a break.
Can I bring the cats?
Sure. God
if
knows
it's
there's
pet
enough,
friendly.
Most of the
safe,
time.
If it's pet friendly.
Most of the time, you can't bring pets to these places.
Yeah,
because they're
can.
Rentals.
Yeah, but plenty of sand for them to bury
that's
stuff.
Right. That's right.
Plenty. Yeah. What are your cats' names?
Max and Monty.
Where are Max and Monty? Mr. Jaws. Mike surf casting.
Hey.
We'll take a break, come back with everything else we were going to talk about right after this.
Good tease.
Hey, Jack, I know what you're thinking. That's one, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. That's one I firmly just had to, I said, that's got to be on the radio.
Well,
I can't,
that we
I
got
couldn't
resolution.
Keep it in my pants.
We got the resolution.
I really couldn't.
It's
I didn't
okay.
Know, if I'd had a private conversation with you, I would have had a rifle in my mouth by the end of it. I you had to be.
Or mine.
You had to be thrown to the wolves. Yes, or
yes,
yours.
Yes,
but you will, I really think that you will come away.
Somehow it will be okay.
Beyond that, I will predict this, and I want you to be. From the bottom of my heart, when it's all over, you have to, it's unvarnished, and you will not be judged on
honest
your honest
evaluation.
Opinion. But I have a hunch that you might be very pleasantly
Wait,
surprised.
Here's the other
Especially
thing.
If you've never experienced
And you know what, and also,
before.
Buzz, real quick, because for you, it's uncharted territory. You mentioned
exactly.
routine.
Exactly.
And this is something you've never done. And you know what? You're not like Jabril. You're too smart to go into something you don't understand without, you know, without hesitation.
And there will
but
be,
you're going to love this.
There will be conflict. Trust me.
Yeah, but
sure.
but not bad.
There will
Another
be
won't.
Yeah.
Another won't. You know, you have a little bit of this, but one thing that's very true of me is that I tend to dread everything before it happens. And then when it happens, it's great. It's great, and I'm happy with how it went, but I tend to dread things.
Yeah, well,
it's
Mark
just my nature. You do, too, to a certain extent.
You regretted karaoke.
Not
I regretted
there.
Not going.
Not
yeah,
going.
Right.
This is a classic example.
I understand that. And I'll be there.
And the kids, I'm here to say it. I'll say it, and I think any other dog, I think Brad Robin and you know Mark would say the same thing. Mm-hmm. You know, hey, kid, you know, you're in a group.
I'm not even worried.
Yeah. Everybody's
That's
on
not
their best
my concern.
Well, even at dinner when you were playing a lot with the kids, making them laugh, but it got to a point where I saw it was enough is enough
yeah.
with the kids,
but
and I
was,
told them,
and you know, and I was just, and I was as guilty as any because I would have done it all night.
Well, I know.
But we're talking about.
Well, actually, Mark said enough is enough to Mike.
Yeah.
Saturday night dinner. We have a giant dinner at the Peking Gourmet Restaurant, our favorite Chinese restaurant, the best in the world,
yeah,
as far
really.
As I'm concerned. And Lily and George and Bobby. Their nephew who was there.
Raymond never got a chance to meet Bobby, and he was
Raymond.
So Raymond is the general manager.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and he
oh, Raymond's the older guy.
Yeah, okay. But Bobby, it was so cool. He has followed all of us since the terrestrial radio days, and yep. none of us had met
really
him. Yet.
No,
like,
very
what
enthusiastic
a nice, nice
listener.
Guy.
It
so
was,
thank you,
it
Bobby.
It was fun, and the big surprise at the end of the night.
Yes.
The horniest man on Facebook, Bob Spiewak. Who,
yes. Now the brokest man on Facebook.
I mean, actually I pulled the check for everybody, and not a small feat with
no.
16 mouths to feed.
I don't get a chance to say this. I really do genuinely have the coolest dad in the world.
Oh, that's so good. Yeah. We all agree.
It was such a pleasure for me. I mean, you know, I got to see everybody, but I got to sit next to my dad and have a few beers with my dad and watch him in his I'm going to take care of everything mode. And he did. Before we even ordered drinks, and I don't know if you know this, he said to our waiter, Pang, he said, Pang, we will need group C for everybody. Make sure the drinks keep coming. And one extra duck for the O'Meara's.
Wow.
Wow.
All right. Here's where now, at this very moment, is yeah. my moment of guilt.
Right.
Because not only did we get the extra duck, which I had no idea, but there was
right.
plenty of it
he
for
saw
everybody.
To it. He saw to it. He's a
and,
good guy like
you
that.
Know, so, but I'm guilty because not only that, but Carl and I,
mm-hmm.
we ordered the massive volcano drink.
Yes.
And we got two of them.
Well, only the
I only did that
yes.
because the way it works was that everybody, and the way we've done it before,
yeah.
where everybody gets the tab.
Right.
And everybody gets their individual little
right.
thing when
they
we
break
do
it
the,
up.
The
you know,
group
and
thing.
It would be like five different breakdowns. Mm-hmm. And they're very good about doing
so,
that.
So, I mean, it was just like, I know, I guarantee you that my little threesome that I had over there of Elizabeth, Carl, and myself was the most expensive at the table. And at the end, I'm looking at Robin, and Rob's like, okay, ready to
well,
go.
Well, I found out, I mean, that was the only uncomfortable moment of the night because I was ready to call for the check. And, mm-hmm. and Pang says, it's been taken care of. And he just puts his hand on my dad's shoulder. And I was...
Wow.
Shocked.
I totally
did not
see
it coming at all.
Mm-mm.
Nor, and as a matter of fact,
it's certainly
I
not something you would ever do.
No, of course not.
Right. Exactly. Right.
I was hoping someone would volunteer to pay for me. That was what I was hoping.
Yes.
But
that's you know, and now that I think about that, that's probably what we should have done.
No,
right.
no,
but none
no,
of us
no.
are thoughtful
no.
enough.
No. And really, I actually had a discussion with my dad earlier in the week. I said, this is going to turn into a big something. Just make sure that, you know, you cover yourself. That's it. I just want everyone to be there for the yeah. social aspect. And that's really all I wanted.
And correct me if I'm wrong. Everybody can dispute me if I'm wrong about this. Everybody in that room went to that dinner knowing that we were going out with our own family to pay for our own family.
Yes.
Right.
And
right.
that's the way. You made that
yeah.
indelibly clear
yes.
to everybody. We all knew that.
Yeah.
And then suddenly, and your father in a very almost shy mm-hmm. way. No,
it's hard
I
to say,
took
he's
about
one
it.
Of those guys. He's hard to say thank you.
But mm-hmm. but he I think he loved the reaction.
Oh,
because
God.
We were so, I was just like, my jaw was on.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Really? And it's just like Christmas came early.
Yeah, I really, it was weird because I said, well, I guess we can go. And Mike thought, Mike looked at me like, okay, so you're the guy that says when the evening's over now? But I realized that, you know, we didn't have to do the whole check thing.
It
right?
was incredible.
And he said
very
something
generous.
Very nice about you. He says, Mike has done that for everybody a million times. It's nice to sometimes, you know, let Mike enjoy
oh, that's
very nice.
You know he has.
Well, it's a, when, I,
when
spent
we
a lot
have,
of, I spent a lot of years when I wasn't working
true.
With you, Pachanga.
That's right. That's right.
Thank you. Thank you
but,
very much.
Really, the fact that all of you guys showed up, that was huge and a really
we were
great
honored,
night
really.
For me. So much
it was
fun.
A lot
thank
of fun.
You, guys.
That place is just
I hope they
wonderful.
I hope
how
they
many birthdays did they have there?
Oh, well, yeah.
Seriously.
I heard at least four.
Yeah, like four singing birthdays.
I just wish they could get some business in there. If people can find out how good the food was, maybe.
Well, one of the things I enjoyed the most, I specifically said all day to Elizabeth, I said, and you're going to be sitting next to Oscar. When the first time I said that to her, she says, really? Mm-hmm. Like with a weird.
Yeah. Right.
Thanks, Elizabeth.
But then again, I know she likes it.
Yeah.
So I said, yeah, you're going to be sitting next to Oscar. Okay.
Right.
Wow.
And then, you know, I know it's just like, Dad, do I sit here? There's an empty seat here.
That's right.
You know, it's just like, it was cool, the dynamic. And you crack me up when you sit next to my daughter.
Yeah, that's a good sight.
Just because of your natural, so what's been going on?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
What's new in school?
And did you get a little bit of the way Oscar must have been in high school?
Oh, it's funny.
Yeah.
Just gregarious.
Yeah.
And then he's doing that as he is just inhaling glasses of water
yeah.
because you
still
have been
bouncing.
You've been on what amounts to, you know, with a couple of missing days between Phoenix
yes.
and the concert last week. Mm-hmm. You've been on
a huge bender.
It's a bender.
A huge yeah, bender. Yeah,
it's yeah. a bender. You were you know, and you had a little moment about that.
I
right?
did. So I think around my fifth water, Mike looked at me and said, "What's wrong with you?"
Because he's going. I mean, he's just.
So you didn't hydration. You didn't drink anything alcoholic at the Chinese restaurant?
I had I think two drinks. That's it. But just to mix it up from the water. Oh. And oh. On Friday.
Steel. Steel. Nice. Replace that today.
You like that?
Put that in my Asian music. Can I hear that again, yes, please?
Well, I found two. Julia found two for me.
Oh, this is good.
This is a new one.
That is fantastic.
That is so replacement. Listen, and, we'll compare them. We'll compare.
Okay, and then go ahead.
How much better is that than this?
1,000%.
Yeah. Well, I mean, really.
But also, Julia sent you this.
Wow.
Okay, see. You can put that in Japan.
Okay.
And you can put the other one in Asia. Play the Asian thing again, please. Stop it. Start it again. Here we go. Let's discuss our evening at the Chinese restaurant. Oh my god.
And the song that's actually a song called Chinatown, My Chinatown.
Oh my god. Yeah. Perfect.
Thank you, like that.
That's good. Yeah.
So I hadn't seen my father in probably about a month. And I stopped by quickly on Friday night because I had dinner plans with all my married friends in Olney, Maryland.
Okay.
The neighborhood I grew up in.
Right.
And they said, "We're gonna have dinner at the Green Turtle." I said, "I can't make it for dinner, but I'll make it for drinks."
Well, you hit all the best restaurants this weekend.
So
ducks, turtles.
I end up going there, and what you don't realize is that it's hard to get a babysitter. And when it's hard to get a babysitter, when people go out and they're married, they just get hammered and have a good time.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So what I thought was going to be a nice leisurely dinner at the Green Turtle turned into like at least 12 Jack and Cokes.
Wow.
Oops.
Coming off of the night I had before,
I love
which
that
was
you
more
give the number.
Yes.
Yeah. It's just like alcohol poisoning.
And by the way, that's really, if you break it down, that's like 12 Jacks and 3 Cokes.
And I had a wonderful time, and at the end of the night, I walked outside and I said, "Well, though I live a good 5-minute ride from here, I should not drive." So I looked into my phone. I grabbed a Taxi Magic app, opened it up, and called
a taxi
for myself.
You're not saying you don't live there. Your parents live.
Yeah, my parents
live
5 minutes
from the bar. So you could have gotten there in 5 minutes from the bar.
Okay. 2 years ago, I would have swerved home. And that's sad, but true.
Right.
And
but you're smart not to.
Yeah.
Our boy is growing up.
So I take a cab home. I stumble in. I make a ruckus. I jump in my mom's
Can you describe the ruckus?
Did you say you jumped in your mom's bed?
Yeah, no. I jumped in my mom's bed.
Like where she was sleeping?
Yeah, because she has the CPAP machine and that disturbs my dad, so they sleep in separate beds.
Oh, okay.
When she puts a CPAP machine on.
Wait, hold on.
Yeah, please.
So many everything. Layers.
Hold
yes.
On. Wait, just a second. Wait, where is it? I need this.
Yeah.
CPAP machine.
You came home drunk and you crawl into your mother's bed?
No, I didn't
bed?
Crawl in there.
What?
I came home hammered.
Yes.
I got a snack. And
yes.
Then I hear my mom go down. She goes, "Oh, you're home?" And I said, "Yeah." I said,
yes.
"What are you doing?" She's like, "I just woke up. I had to go to the restroom."
Oh, so she's awake.
She's awake.
All right. Then both of you crawl into
her
bed?
No, so I stumbled upstairs and she lays down. She's like, "What are you doing?" I was like, "Oh, I'm just going to hang out for a little bit." And it was like 2 a.m.
So you're chatting with
her. Yeah, I'm chatting with
her. Is she on the machine?
Yeah. No, she was just about to put on the machine.
Oh, so you lie down and you're talking
to
your mom.
I'm talking to my mom.
When it... Just so we can move past this.
Yes.
Been an interesting show.
It has.
It has.
Just so we can move
past
this.
No one's bringing a CPAP machine to the beach, are they?
When, no.
No, that would
I should,
be disturbing.
Though.
Yes.
When it was time to go to sleep, did you both go to your separate rooms?
No, I got a call from Shannon, and I said, "I gotta go, Mom. I'm gonna go talk to Shannon."
And then when it was time
get
to go to bed, you
get out of your mother's bed.
You went to another room.
Yeah, I went to my childhood bedroom.
Oh, thank God.
Oh,
yeah, yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
All right, I was just getting really. It
we
just
needed
that
clarification.
We needed that clarification.
Yeah, and I FaceTimed Shannon for like an hour hammered. It was awesome.
In a bed shaped like a race car, I'm guessing.
But my room at home looks just like it did in college. It's got a Belushi poster on the wall. It says college. It's horrible.
I picture a dark room, posters everywhere.
Yeah. Oh, black light.
That's fantastic.
So I get in there, I pass out, and then I hear her knocking on the door in the morning. And I know my mom works on Saturdays, so it's got to be my father.
Right.
And he says, "Oscar, are you home?" And he knocks because it's nice for him to knock.
He's not home that
yeah, long. Yeah. And I said, "Hey, Dad." He said, "What time is it?"
So you're still plowed.
I don't even know how I woke up.
Okay.
And I said, "What time is it?" He goes, "Almost noon." And I hear in the tone,
oh,
and I haven't heard this since probably like freshman, sophomore
early
year
college.
In college, yeah. Maybe a lot in high school. Like, how could you sleep till noon and waste the day?
Right.
That's the type
yeah.
of my dad is. So he goes, "Oscar, I did not know you were home. I've been up since 7 a.m. Where is your vehicle?" And I said, My car? He goes, yes, what is the Audi? And I said, oh, it's at the Green Turtle, Pops. Can you give me a ride to the Green Turtle, like an hour? I got to pick that up. I got
to
do
Dad,
things.
Yeah, Dad, I'm hoping to score a ride.
Hey, Dad, can you give me a ride to the Green Turtle in, like, 3.5 hours? I was hoping I could score a ride to get the Audi.
And he goes, why did you not drive home? And I said, oh, Dad, I just drank too much. I didn't want to drink and drive, so I took a cab. And it's a pause that every father has.
Oh, no.
And my father does it very well, and he does it without saying much, except for there's disappointment.
Yes.
And I was like, here goes.
Is there an exhale?
No, it's kind of a look around.
Is he on the other side of the door, or is he coming in at this point?
He won't come in. Like, he's on the outside of the door.
But it's open now.
Yeah, and he's dressed for the day. Like, he's got a tie, a shirt on,
that's right,
khakis.
Sombrero.
He was going to go do things.
You're in your own stink.
Yeah, I'm like laying there. I'm just laying there. And he goes, Oscar, you're going to be 34 at the end of the month. When are you going to learn how to drink responsibly? Oh. And I said, Dad, actually, I beg to differ. I was like, 2 years ago, I would have drunk drove home. I took a cab.
You've improved.
Yes. I've actually grown up.
He is growing
up. If we're really keeping tabs, I've grown up. And he goes, Oscar, that logic does not make sense to me.
He doesn't want you to overindulge.
Yes, yes, he goes.
He wants you to drink in moderation.
He goes,
I love it when a guy with a Spanish accent says drink responsibly.
Yes.
Yeah. So, someone should steal that.
So he says, Oscar, so you're telling me that I need to drive you to the Green Turtle to pick up your car.
It would have been so great if he called it like El Turtle.
He goes, where did you park it? I said, oh, in the lot somewhere, no big deal. He goes, Oscar, what if it is towed? And I said, no, they don't tow. I mean, I'm sure everybody leaves their cars. They get hammered.
Tow, Dad.
Yeah.
At this point, did you finally get up?
No, he just walks away. He just walks away.
Really?
So I'm like, oh, damn, I got to wake up and go hang out with him, you know?
Because you want to get that ride out to the Turtle.
Or it's like that guilt you get from your parents.
This is something I've experienced this. Yeah. I want to see if you experience the same thing. Do you breathe like in the other direction when you're talking?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Otherwise, it's fire hazard.
Absolutely. So I throw on what I have is basically my college clothes in my parents' house, and I scurry downstairs.
If anybody wants a mental picture of that, I recommend renting the movie Pulp Fiction, where Vincent and Jules are in the backyard changing into the clothes with Mr. Wolf.
It's like sweats that don't fit anymore. I probably thought it was Eminem for a while. I had like a big sweatshirt, and this t-shirt I had on underneath said the Head Foundation. It looked like a foundation crest. And please give generously.
That's classy.
Nice. Classy, Seattle.
Has there ever been a moment in your life when you weren't delightful?
Oh, it's just horrible.
Oh, my God.
But so I see that he's reading the paper at the kitchen table. And I was like, well, maybe I'll have some breakfast with the old man, and then we'll go get my car.
Actually, it's lunch.
So my mom gets a bunch of kids' cereals for my nephew and niece. So I see Cocoa Puffs in the cupboard. Mm. And I pick up Cocoa Puffs, get some milk, sit down. I plop down on the kitchen table, and we're hanging out. And I'm eating, and I'm like, oh, this is just like college when we were younger. And I asked him, I said, Dad, do you miss this? Like us hanging out, like me having breakfast, hungover?
Probably not the best question.
Yeah. And he said, what would I miss? I mean, I said, just like, you know, I'm eating Cocoa Puffs like when I was a kid.
You're looking for a little love.
Yeah, I'm looking for something. He goes,
right.
What time are you picking up your car?
Oh,
and I was like,
he is disappointed in you.
Yes.
You're not a doctor.
Yeah, exactly. And then he asked me like a million questions about life and why I don't Skype him more. And, you know, I think he felt like I wasn't. It's so strange because the times I get to see my father.
I think he is at home. And because he doesn't come home all that often, he would have liked, if you're in the house, he was probably hurt that you were up there sacked out till 11 o'clock.
He was probably lonely looking for you at 7 o'clock
in the morning. Hey, Dad.
I made it up because I took him to Panera for lunch.
Oh, good. Nice. So you made it right?
Yes, it was
and
right.
And is he feeling okay?
He's great. He's feeling great.
That's good.
But the painful part about all that is in my mind, I said, this man should be proud of me. I cabbed it home.
That's right.
But you can't win.
Yeah, I know.
There's no way to win.
If you want him to take pride in you,
less.
You should do is take a cab to somewhere where there isn't Cocoa Puffs.
You just can't win there. You just can't win.
Oh, you could have won.
You could. Yeah, you can.
Yeah, but, well, you know, I had a similar kind of relationship with my father, you know, and I, like you, was a major disappointment. We will take a break. When we come back, it's Rob's Magic Audio Vault on the Mike O'Mara Show. What is this, Rob?
Playing this for a reason. The band is called Montrose, named after Ronnie Montrose, who formed the band with Sammy Hagar in 1973. Ronnie Montrose died this weekend at age 64. I'll play another of their songs, or his best song, when we come out of the vault. He did the guitar lead on Free Ride with Edgar Winter.
Oh, my God.
Amazing guitarist.
On my original audition tape.
And he will be missed. Ronnie Montrose, great rock and roller.
Rob's Magic Audio Vault is brought to you by our good friend, Mr. Brian Gauthier at the Oakton Wine Shop. Is it Gauthier? I always stop and I
play.
Gauthier.
Yeah, right.
Just want to make sure I get it right, because he's such a good guy. Had a great time with him on Friday here on the show.
He is a great guy.
Oakton Wine Shop and the Spring Fling Wine and Beer Festival. It's happening this week. Taste beers from 4 breweries and 35 wines from around the world. I'm going to go to a strip mall and get loaded this week.
You should. That is a great time.
A portion of Saturday's sale. I think that's the day I'm going down, because it's the Lymphoma Research Foundation.
Right.
Details are all found at OaktonWineShop.com. That's located at 123 and Hunter Mill in Oakton. Oakton Wine Shop has 500 hand-selected wines from around the world, over 50 handcrafted beers, and over 50 cheeses and pâtés.
The pâté is amazing.
703-255-5425, or hit their ad on our website. Before we get to the audio vault, we are near the finish line of the State Theater Show, the
very
live
near.
Show, ladies and gentlemen. We are very excited that we have less than 30 tickets.
Yeah.
Yes.
That, in many cases, is two large groups of people we're talking about here.
Or one.
This is going to be either the way they've been selling, this is probably your last day to be able to get tickets.
A little over two dozen left. They're bound to be gone.
Well, knowing our audience of procrastinators, they were going to have a big push now, because it is literally the last minute.
I'm going to say it right now. 27 tickets left. I don't want the emails, are there any more? We have been promoting this. Yeah, have we hit it every hour on the hour? Well, we do an hour show. So
that's
we usually
right.
try to mention it every single day. Mm-hmm. So technically, yes, we do mention it.
Yeah, but only
every
once
time.
A day.
Everybody's been talking about it on their Facebook.
Yes,
we have saturated
we appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. I really am not going to have sympathy if you are late to the party. I'm telling you, this is the day.
Right.
This is probably the last chance. You might have a few left tomorrow, but I don't know.
Don't be the guy who needs to be there and doesn't have a ticket.
Hey, this is Eric Ronick from Black Gold.
That'd be a problem.
Get your tickets. You can go to the Mike O'Mara Show website, MikeOMaraShow.com, to find that out. Or you can go to the State Theater website, and you can do that. And yes, I do have the ego where on the way to the Peking Gourmet restaurant, I did drive by the State Theater to see my name on the marquee.
That's awesome.
Wow.
That's
nice.
Ego, ladies and gentlemen.
Is it on there?
And
it is.
You know, it's another thing about having the 14-year-old.
Carrie said we should go by and see if the name is up. I said, it won't be up. Don't
it's
be
up.
An idiot.
You did the same mistake. You probably made the same mistake. Carla did the thing when she's driving. I don't see it. I said, that's the main marquee. Yeah. It's on the upcoming marquee on the left side of the building. Please.
I should have done it.
Here you go, Rob.
That's coming up. And there it is. There's a picture
of it. That's a picture
of
it. They misspelled Spiewak.
Yeah. Please call the State Theater.
What did your daughter
get
say?
Get Spiewak up there.
No,
She said, yeah, it's neat, Dad.
Yeah, right.
And she said, I feel like a total mook.
They don't know.
No, it's,
I'm sitting next to who?
Yeah, exactly. Let's open up the audio vault for today. This is Monday, March 5. RJ, are we going to Florida this week to go to a spring training game?
We might, yes.
Yeah. RJ and I might be down in Florida for tomorrow's show.
I like that.
Nice.
No, I'm not spending that kind
of money.
I'll be in Florida this week.
I'll tell you how much we got
to
spend.
You're going to Florida this week?
Yeah, my brother's getting married.
Oh, it's this week?
Yeah.
What days of the show are you going to miss this week?
I think just Friday. I have to look at my itinerary.
Okay, very good.
But he's getting married. He only gets married once.
Jesus Christ. I want you stringing 3 weeks in a row.
After this, I'm done.
Okay, God
because
bless.
You know what? Shannon's coming to town.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Well, very nice.
Can you pick me up at the airport?
I have been waiting patiently in this airport lounge for 3 hours, and all I have in my bag are Lifesavers.
What flavors?
Peppermint.
Willow green.
And traditional five flavor.
Mike, I seldom ask you to do this. Do you have any sexy music?
Yes, I do.
It's sexy music. Because, you know, with Super Tuesday tomorrow.
Yes.
Baby, you know what's starting up?
Oh, yeah.
The robocalls.
Oh, robocalls.
Hi, this is Barbara Bush. We have known the Romneys for years and believe Mitt is the best man to lead the country for the next 4 years. And Ann will make a great first lady.
Poor Barbara.
Oh, poor Barbara.
And then she edited it. I saw this today on the Today Show.
Yes.
A show that Carla yelled at me today and said, then stop watching it.
Yeah.
Anne was on again, and Carla said, then just stop watching her.
Good for her.
Does Carrie ever say that to you because you bitch about it?
Carrie,
do you bitch loudly like I do, like when you're watching Ann Curry?
Carrie doesn't talk to me.
Very good.
Or listen.
I was watching it. I was watching it in my underwear in bed.
Yeah. Oh. Best way to watch Ann Curry.
Nice. Yeah.
And it's like Buzz at the beach house. If you get privacy, you're going to see me like you've never seen me before.
Yeah. Well, that. Yeah. And likewise.
Prepare the kids.
That's right.
Yeah. That's.
Well, now I don't want to go.
When we talk about helping Mike with his bag, we don't mean luggage.
All right, so continue. Go
All right,
ahead.
Are you still hot on Donald Trump?
You know, the Donald Trump theory, and I have not had any evidence yet. I have not seen any evidence. Remember, limited vocabulary.
Simple words.
It might very well be limited vocabulary usage.
Mm-hmm. Could be.
But it is limited vocabulary. He will say, I went down there. It was a beautiful spot. It was great.
Okay, we have random Trump clips to check your theory.
Because I'm really, really
he's
into
like
this
theory.
He's like
a go-to on Access Hollywood. Uh-huh, yes. They'll ask him things that he doesn't have anything to do with. Here's his most recent, this is from Friday, this is his most recent opinion on Sacha Baron Cohen.
Well, I think that Sasha, whatever, is a total moron. He dumped a pile of crap, and nobody knows what it is, even, on top of Ryan Seacrest. What it was so I was watching it. I watched it happen. That shouldn't happen. And the security guard, whoever you are, you're fired.
He's not really dazzling us there, is
no.
he?
No. And has Donald Trump ever said anything where he's really wowed you with his oratory? I don't think
no,
he
he's
is
not
capable.
Really, short not sentences. Deal, yeah.
You know, I don't know what that crap was, but he's a third-rate character who walks around, and he's not great. I like
great
guys.
What if he was great?
If he was a great guy, this wouldn't make me so mad.
Do you know what? There's a little bit of a Regis pattern to the way he talks.
Oh, yes. There is a street element to these New York guys.
Right up.
Kind of self-made. I want to really, really investigate
All right,
Donald
here
Trump.
Here he is advising
background.
Lindsay Lohan before she did Saturday Night Live. Of course, if you want advice, who do you go to?
You go to Trump.
You go to Trump.
Let's listen. Okay.
Lindsay, go back there, work, get your career going, and leave the drugs alone.
He just doesn't have
brilliant.
It. He doesn't say anything
short,
that goes, wow, that was really
sentences.
Poignant. Yeah.
And his best piece of oratory on a Celebrity Apprentice lesson, did you watch yet?
I did not watch it
okay,
yet. I'll watch
do you
it tonight.
Know, do you want to know who gets fired?
No. I'm sorry.
Then I'll hold the tape until tomorrow.
That's a legitimate spoiler request.
Okay, then I will
that's
hold the tape
That's the day
tomorrow.
After a lot of people might watch
but
it tonight.
But I will say this. I will say that Arsenio last night had interesting things to say about the two Faye dandies on the show.
Okay.
Clay Aiken and George Takei.
Yes.
I think they were putting value on the fact that since they're gay, that they would know more about fashion, and Arsenio feels that he was let down on his team. Team Arsenio.
What do you think, Clay?
I know well enough to know that I don't know enough to know what to know.
Smart guy.
Our gay teammates weren't as much help as I expected. They're not that genre of gay men.
Oh.
You know, as a matter of fact, our gay teammates rarely look at women. So if you only pay attention to how good men look, please let me handle this.
They're not that genre of gay person, Mike.
Yeah, really dangerous, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he's in national television has different standards, so he's walking into a little bit of a minefield there.
And speaking of gay people, I'd like to bring up one of my favorite all-time douches, Kirk Cameron.
Oh, yeah. Show me that
smile. You perhaps remember him from the popular program Growing Pains. I actually had to check. I didn't remember. The Alan Thicke show. He was
Mike, you're grounded.
Well, you're going to ground him when you hear about this. He went on Piers Morgan.
Remember, when you're in the beach house, give Mr. Burbank his privacy.
Lock
or you'll
door.
Be grounded.
Lock the door, Mike. Well, I guess a slow booking night for Piers Morgan, because Kirk Cameron does the Piers Morgan show. And because he's not acting anymore, he's born again Christian. That's his deal.
He's a preacher, I thought.
Here is his opinion of homosexuality. The great Mike, the great Kirk Cameron.
I think that it's unnatural. I think that it's detrimental and ultimately destructive to so many of the foundations of civilization.
It's detrimental and destroying the foundations of civilization.
A lot of fundamentalists believe that.
Yeah.
Yeah. This
from, I don't like to hear it, but it's
this from a guy on a show whose best friend, his name was Boner.
Exactly. Yeah, come on. Yeah, yeah. And I really, I have so many problems, not just with the opinion, but the fact that he's booked to share this opinion. This guy doesn't matter. And this is right. his opinion on the definition of marriage, Mike.
I would tell my children as I tell them what I believe myself. And I believe that marriage was defined by God a long time ago. Marriage is almost as old as dirt, and it was defined in the garden between Adam and Eve, one man, one woman, for life.
Now, the thing that I question that he said, Piers asked, it's a valid question, what would you do if you had a son who came out
gay? That's the million-dollar question for anybody that feels that strongly about it. Would you reject your children?
And here is what Kirk Cameron had to say. On the radio.
I'd sit down and I'd have a heart-to-heart with them, just like you would with your kids. I wouldn't say that's great, son, as long as you're happy. I'm going to say, you know, there's all sorts of issues that we need to wrestle through in our life, and just because you feel one way doesn't mean we should act on everything that we feel.
And the thing that troubles me about that, he's saying that it's possible that his son would have gay feelings, which means that it exists, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So, but you need to wrestle through it.
Yeah.
So,
to
me, it sounds flawed. Anyway.
It's, yeah. Well, it sounds. I mean, it's his opinion.
Well, you know what
he is.
What? He's a dick. Show me that
smile. Now, do you have any Lindsay from Saturday Night Live at all?
I don't have any Lindsay on Saturday Night Live because to me, it was more visual. When it was watching her on the cue card.
All the reviews I've seen were just horrible.
Yeah, okay. It was hard to look at.
I watched it all, every minute of it. Mm-hmm. And because you know, and sometimes that show you get halfway through it and you're like, this becomes a homework assignment.
Right.
But I watched it, and the only thing that I wanted to say, she's getting panned for her performance. I'm going to say two things about it. She looks bad.
Mm-hmm. She does.
And she sounds bad.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And she looks bad and sounds bad like somebody who would be doing what Oscar and I do, which is go out and spend 3 days drinking.
She did a lot of that.
She just didn't look good. Now,
She left her car. I understand after the show, she left her car at the Green Turtle. Yeah.
I don't know if a 20, you know, depending on the substance, if a 25-year-old girl can live that life so hard that you really transform, or it looked to me as though she might have had cheek implants. Her face
does not look
normal.
She looks different.
She's puffy.
Do you think?
And puffy usually means you got something going on. But the real tell, and this is the tell that I had when I was running restaurant at the bar, where I'd have those days where it would be like, "Hello, you're coming in," and she didn't ever get that voice back the whole week.
Yeah.
She didn't have the voice for the interview with Matt Lauer.
Right.
She didn't have the voice for her sketches.
Right.
She was reading the cue cards. At the same time, my heart goes out to her because she's making a comeback.
She's trying.
In one of the most difficult vehicles to make a comeback. You're going out on live national television.
Maybe the toughest.
Really?
And not just live television. Live television that's going to build 90 minutes about how you've screwed up.
It's really, really tough. And NBC, in their kind of hypocritical way, you know, she goes on Saturday Night Live, the franchise for the network, and then she's attacked on the Today Show, where, they kind of pander her. The critics were saying it's just kind of a no-win situation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But if she killed, it would be a different story. But she wasn't going to kill looking the way she does.
Judging her appearance, you know what she looked like to me? She looked like painfully thin.
Yeah.
And puffy.
Like unhealthily thin.
And that's the weird thing. That's the weird mix. When you are puffy and thin, that makes you look wrong.
Even as emaciated as Angelina Jolie looked at the Oscars, she carries herself in such a way where she looks like she's got her ass together.
Yeah.
Right.
Lindsay had this. At one point, she was wearing a dark colored wig. And I went, God, that's a 38-year-old, 40-year-old woman.
She was much older.
It was very, very odd, very weird. And I feel, I feel sorry for her. She's got totally abnormal parents, and the showbiz parents, and she's been effed up from the word go. And I hope she finds the strength to have people get her through this.
Let me get back to something that's a little more hard-hitting and more mainstream. Did you watch the NASCAR yesterday?
I did not.
The national anthem was done by international recording star, as he's referred to, international recording star Brian McKnight and his sons. Two things to listen for in this tape.
Oh, no.
One thing is the son had a large, almost Rastafarian beret that he forgot to take off. So some neck in the audience says, take that S off your head,
as he should be.
Right. But the best thing here is one of the sons is named Broken Robot BJ Knight.
What?
That's his name. So the NASCAR announcer has to say, Broken Robot BJ. And the best thing is that when he gets yelled at to take his hat off, the other brother laughs at him because they're brothers.
Right.
All right. Awesome. So there's a lot going on this tape. I take you to NASCAR yesterday.
Please welcome national recording star Brian McKnight and his sons, Broken Robot BJ and Nico.
Now, again, may I play it one more time?
Yeah, yeah.
Because you need to really listen to hear the neck say, take that S off
the
your
other
head.
Pothead brother laughs at him, which is, that's a pothead laugh right
Duh.
There.
Yeah, okay.
Please welcome national recording star Brian McKnight and his sons, Broken Robot BJ and Nico.
And today, time for one more?
One more quickie.
I close with something hard-hitting. I'm sure it's going to be all over the news tomorrow,
wow.
But somewhere in our United States of America is a dog. A dog that will go and play piano and sing. Mike, we have that dog.
Video?
Yes, on our YouTube page.
Very good.
And thanks for Iowa's. Thank you to Iowa's Scott Klug for sending this along.
That's
good
a manly
tip.
Dog.
That is, it's a fine dog. And that, Mike, that is your magic audio ball.
Very good. I closed it twice there. We will come back
then
with Buzz.
Then it's open. You got to close it again.
Right. There you go. We'll come back with Buzz and News right after this as you enjoy the Edgar Winter Band and Free Ride 1975 Solid Gold WDRC.
The mountain is high.
All right. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. Let's bring him in now, the man who has been a punching bag all morning long.
And yeah. Loved it.
Ladies and gentlemen, and deservedly so. Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, Mr. Buzz Burbank. Take it away, Buzz.
Buzz, would you be more comfortable if we left the room?
Do you mind?
Give you a little privacy.
Do you mind? We're brought to you this time by the Mike O'Mara Show's Amazon page. For homework, your S&M club, whatever, it powers the show. When you do all your buying through the Amazon link on our website, the banner at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon takes you directly to your account, and we get the credit. You save money and support the show when you shop through MikeOMaraShow.com. Nobody's buying Rush Limbaugh's apology.
Oh, no, I'd keep...
Limbo?
Limbo.
Sure, yeah.
I think Limbo pisses him off. On some level, I think Limbo pisses him off.
Yeah,
okay,
I like
go
when
with
he
that.
Gets pissed off.
Well, nobody's buying his apology, and a lot of people have stopped buying the products and services he advertises.
I like the idea of a Facebooker that came on and said, hey, Mark Ronick,
yeah.
Why don't you go get some of those advertisers?
Uh-huh. That's right.
Fantastic.
Yeah, that's right. It's a good idea.
Sleep Number. Seven major advertisers, that's one of them, have pulled ads from Limbaugh's show, several of them saying they'll never be back. Pro Flowers is among the advertisers no longer doing business with the Republican mouthpiece. Limbaugh apologized over the weekend for calling a woman a slut and a prostitute simply because she had advocated for medically necessary contraception. But Ron Paul and others say Limbaugh only apologized to try to stop the exodus of advertisers.
Did Ron Paul say that?
Yes, he did.
Well, kudos
That's the
to
truth.
Ron Paul
because
for getting into the fray.
If you look at his Friday show, he stands by his point.
Mm-hmm.
He actually talks about it. This happened
right.
Thursday, and then Friday stands
right.
by his point.
And then over the weekend.
Yeah, so somebody must have called and said, look, man, this is not good for business.
Yeah.
I don't
and
think,
he just did an online apology. Yeah,
and I don't think it's somebody calling. I think he's a mercenary douchebag.
Yeah.
And I think he went... Oh, I'm gonna start losing money. That's what he responds
that, and
to.
And that's what Ron Paul was saying. But get this: even conservative columnist George Will thinks Republican leaders, including John Boehner, have not done nearly enough to distance themselves from Mr. Limbaugh on this.
No, they kiss his ass.
And did you hear the most recent tape that has advertisers bailing on Limbaugh?
Let me hear
this
it.
This one is outstanding.
What are they upset about?
14K Music Radio.
14K.
To you music lovers all across the fruited plain, it's 829 at 14KQV with the great 14K giveaway, where you and your family can win one of thousands of prizes. Be listening starting Monday on 14K. You are
Jeff Christie. That's who Rush Limbaugh was, folks.
DJ Jeff Christie.
He was a disc jockey.
And then he went on to say,
14K, 70 degrees, cloudy skies. Will be cloudy and chances for showers tonight with a low 53. Variably cloudy and warm tomorrow night. Easter
Jeff
Sunday
Christie.
Morning, too. Afternoon, high Saturday, 72.
So
Jeff
weird.
Christie,
72.
Stick that thumb up in the air. Vanity Fair.
This is the same guy.
He's a DJ.
He is a dumb DJ.
That's what he is.
And the latest anti-Limbaugh campaign calls for a boycott of all the shows, stations, 850 of them, and advertisers of Clear Channel Broadcasting, which continues to carry Limbaugh. By the way,
I'd like to back that up.
His show is also carried by Premier Radio Networks, which is owned by Clear Channel, and Clear Channel is owned by anybody?
Mark Ronick.
Bain Capital. Formerly run by Mitt Romney.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Wow. Good to know.
It's nice finally to see him. He's made so many douchey statements over the years.
Limbaugh.
And it's nice to see him get a little crap once in a while. You know,
we certainly took
a lot more crap. There was a time when I used to think that we got more crap than he did.
Yeah, of course. I think we did. I think we did.
Well, I think because he packages himself as a pundit. But really, he's just an a-hole.
He's an a-hole.
He gets away with it from time to time. I mean, you know, we have these controversies from time to time, but he always survives them, and they always end up being publicity tools for him. Let's not let that happen.
The man is a publicity tool. At least most of them haven't. Most of them been based in bigoted comments.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
He's basically made discriminatory comments about black people and about women.
I'm surprised by that. Lightly veiled.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very barely.
Well, remember, he lost the Monday Night Football game because he was a bigot. Yeah,
and while the attack continues from the right on women's reproductive rights, the pushback also continues in Delaware. The Wilmington City Council has passed a resolution granting the full rights of personhood to sperm. The new law forbids men therefrom, to use a biblical term, spilling their seed upon the ground or anywhere other than the baby-making place. It's not serious, but one councilman who fails...
God, what are we, sharpshooters?
One councilman who fails to see the humor calls it snarky.
Snarky!
Snarky.
Very good.
And as it turns
That's
out...
a good word for it. I got my snarky all over you. Oh.
One of the best forms of birth control may be a man's beard. A new study says women rate clean-shaven men as better looking than men with beards.
Oh, I thought you meant Oscar and Todd.
Let me see, we got two beards.
Yeah.
And
three clean shaven.
Three, well,
three one, beards, three clean shaven.
Two beards, two clean shaven, and one depending on the day.
Right, that's just your shadow.
Although, you
Ronick's
know what?
Depending the on week. The day. Yeah. Oh, wait, we got another beard with RJ.
Yeah. I'm losing mine when I hit my target weight, though.
Oh, okay.
So,
right, congratulations.
Yeah,
so
me too, Rob.
Yeah, okay, when I hit my target weight?
Yeah.
The survey says shows that women perceive bearded men as being more aggressive and older.
Dan Haggerty.
Surveys were conducted in two different cultures and got the same results in both.
I'm coloring the beard before the show.
Good. What color?
I'm going to go with like henna.
I was thinking henna color at all.
Yeah.
I think Kelly Green.
Kelly Green?
Celebrate your Irish.
Yeah, that's good. That won't be a distraction. That'll get people to focus on the show. Hey, pink hearts.
Why is he got to look at that on his face?
There we go.
President Obama's meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu today to talk about what to do about Iran's nuclear program. Israel wants to hit Iran militarily with a preemptive strike to stop Iran's nuclear program. The U.S. wants to let the sanctions keep working and to try diplomatic channels first while keeping that military option open.
Do you think that they're going to do it? Do you think we will see within, say, the year that there will be an attack on Iran?
It depends on the progression of their nuclear program, but I think that's what Israel is watching. I think Israel still wants to do that preemptive strike. I hope that the sanctions work and we can talk them out of it before we get to that spring deadline.
Not going to happen once they find out how much a bomb costs.
Oh, God.
In the movie... Now, you'd ask about this last week.
This is lost money.
Wow.
You asked about this last week. In the movie Armageddon, they sent a bunch of oil drillers into space to keep an asteroid from hitting the Earth. The real-life solution is just as silly sounding. One plan for an asteroid headed for us in 2040 is to send up some house painters to paint it. Some scientists actually believe that changing the reflective quality of the rock changes its temperature, thereby changing its spin, and that, they say, will divert the asteroid's path.
Don't the asteroids move at a pretty severe clip?
Yeah.
You hold your brush still as it goes by.
I'll just say this, is if they have as hard a time getting f***ing painters to come to their house as I have... Sweet Jesus.
And it may not be necessary since the asteroid, still 28 years away, is expected to miss the Earth by about 17,000 miles.
Thanks to the people. I have gotten responses for that. And thanks to the people. I'm still taking responses for bids for a painting job here. Maybe if I put it that way, you know, a way that where you see the dollar signs, which is what painters do.
Right.
They want to see the dollar signs. Okay, so I am going to pay for it.
I think they should paint the asteroid a nice shade of wind drift.
I favor biscuit.
Yeah, and also nice egg.
I like seashore.
Seashore is nice, but it really might clash with Mars.
I don't know. I like mauve.
Taupe.
Groupon is dropping its deal on a walking tour of Jeffrey Dahmer's hunting grounds.
Note to self, I'm going to go to the paint store and grab the paint colors, and for one of the vignettes this week, we will simply read the paint colors.
You know,
very good.
You
I like that.
And then make us guess, because there are paint colors that what have color? Nothing to do with
its actual color.
Yeah, that's you know, stupid things we think about to do.
I love it.
Show.
Brilliant, actually.
Yeah, thank you.
Don't mess with Texas, Girl Scouts. Two men in Houston tried to steal the cash box from a cookie table. As the men were getting away, one Girl Scout punched one guy repeatedly, while another was dragged away as she held onto the car door's handle.
Oh, wow. Christ.
And finally, the World War II Museum in Lincoln, Nebraska includes a movie theater in which historical films are shown. It was during one of those screenings that security found a couple in their 30s having sex in the theater.
Hey, this is Eric Ronick from Black Gold.
Both are charged with indecent exposure, or as they like to call it at the World War II theater, storming the beach.
Oh!
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Buzz. Our show today was brought to you by...
Encore!
Insurance Services LLC, official sponsor of our live stage show. Really, Encore has made this show happen. We're delighted for their participation in this. March 31st, we're going to be at the State Theater. Even if you've already have life insurance, you might be paying too much. Let's...
Encore!
...be able to help you. Let
Encore.
Them happen. Let me start
what?
Again.
Okay. Encore.
May be able to help you.
Encore.
For a free quote, visit Smart Term or call 866-347-5748. They'll compare rates to help you save. Licensing and disclaimer info at smartterm.com.
Encore.
Insurance services. That's it. Have a great day. We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new show. Bye-bye, everybody.
Leave Buzz alone.
Ciao, ciao.